Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Live from the PetroServe USA studios, this is What's on Your Mind. Call us 701-271-1100. Text us 701-237-1590. What's on Your Mind is on. And now here's your host, Scott Hennin.
Well, if you ask me where I come from, here's what I tell everyone. Born by God's dear grace in an extraordinary place where the stars and stripes and the eagle flies.
Happy Friday! How are you?
It's a big old land with countless
dreams. Welcome to What's on Your Mind. Rolling along for a Friday edition of the program. We have a busy one today. A lot of topics to tackle on the program, including a new book from Dr. Scott Jensen, Minnesota gubernatorial candidate, talking about some predictions that didn't go so well on the COVID vaccine. I'll tell you a little bit about that later on in
like
the program.
All of them?
Right. Yeah, there's that. State Rep. Claire Corey is here. She's a North Dakota state representative on the Interim Higher Education Committee to talk about what the legislature will do in North Dakota to respond to Minnesota's North Star Plan, a plan for free college in Minnesota. John Hinderrocker from the Center of the American Experiment. We're going to check in at Ribfest in Watford City. And also talk to our friends from the Cato Institute about the First Amendment under attack. That'll happen today in a hearing that is happening actually at this hour. Donald Trump's team, his legal team, is in a hearing for the first time in the 2020 election case before a judge. There are some reports this judge is going to get, quote-unquote, tough on Team Trump and silence the president, gag him, in the middle of a presidential election. So I don't know what's going to happen. It's happening at this hour, and we'll dip in when we have the order. And if it comes today, don't know. It might be, you know, arguments from both sides, and judge will take it under advisement and come back later with something. But if it happens today, we'll certainly let you know. Kind of crazy. A couple other things that had caught my attention that we can weave into the discussion today. The teachers' union in North Dakota is throwing a hissy fit over this emergency effort to say if you don't have a teaching degree, you can teach a class. Because there's such a shortage of teachers. I mean, they can't get subs right now. They can't find individuals to sub in classes. So this is a crisis. This is an emergency right now in North Dakota. So Governor Burgum says, here's the deal. Let's at least loosen the current regulations to fill the gap until we have more teachers. And the Education Union, North Dakota United, they call themselves, think Teachers Union, says, no, we don't want to do that. So what? It'd be better to have kids not have a teacher at all? Nobody to guide the classroom? Isn't that dumb, Kevin?
I don't know. I mean, yeah, we may have to redefine what a classroom is. We may have to redefine, I mean, look at college. You know, they hold classes in auditoriums now. I mean, maybe that's where we're getting to. This is like the perfect storm for a lot of bad things when it comes to, in my opinion, when it comes to education. Shortage of teachers, the wokeness, all of that adding to the talent pool and to those arteries that feed those schools and fill those jobs. People aren't very, very interested right now.
If I'm a teacher and I go to school, to get a teaching certificate to be qualified to teach. Obviously, I don't like the idea of somebody being able to teach a class that doesn't have the same amount of investment
in
their
career.
Yeah, totally get that. But we're not talking about permanent. We're not talking about forever. We're talking about solving a problem.
And probably pulling up retired teachers out of retirement, finding a way to, that people could, you know, that are really well knowledgeable in the areas that they're going to be teaching, but maybe they're not certified.
And, you know, if there's teachers in our audience that want to enlighten me, feel free. Call us at 701-271-1100. Text us, 237-1590. But here's the deal. Just once, I'd love the teachers union to be part of a solution rather than belly aching. I mean, it is unbelievable, and I get it. You know, that's what these leaders are paid to do, agitate and do their thing. But, you know, I don't think rank-and-file teachers want anything other than some relief and some more people among their ranks. Give us a little time. So I don't know. Seemed like typical belly aching by the teachers union in North Dakota. But when you hear that term, North Dakota United, that's like saying the Inflation Reduction Act.
United, which part of North Dakota and who's United?
Yeah, the North Dakota United, yeah. That's the teachers union. That's what it is. They just put a fancy name on that and act all united when they're doing the exact opposite.
Not so much uniting.
Right, exactly. Two other things quickly on the top of my mind. Virgil Hill, the latest Theodore Roosevelt Rough Rider Award winner. A worthy recipient, I'd say.
Oh, great guy.
Given the notoriety he's brought to North Dakota.
Yep.
And the Olympic medalist. Great boxer. Gives back a lot with kids now. So I think that's a great choice. Way to go, Virgil Hill. Saw some Virgil Hill fights in my time. Did you, Kev?
Oh, absolutely. I know Virgil pretty well. Yeah, he's... He's been to a couple of our MMA events down in Detroit Lakes, and I remember, I think it was at, I want to say the old Playmakers, where I think I saw him fight once years ago. But
Grand Forks native.
And he's a great guy. He's a very, actually, gentle giant, you know, gentle warrior kind of guy.
He fought in the old Engelstad Arena one time with a big fight that was nationally televised.
You bet. He was a beast. Still is.
I think Bismarck, too, and Don King was one of his handlers. For a time. Yeah, kind of interesting. Tim in Fargo wants to weigh in on our discussion on teachers. Go ahead, Tim. You're up on What's on Your Mind.
Yeah, hi, good morning. I my mother was a teacher. I have a bachelor's degree and a master's degree, but I'm not qualified to teach a class in the state of North Dakota right now.
That's crazy. Isn't it?
It is crazy, yes.
I'd let you teach at my school.
and look, maybe you want to have some different plan long term, but there's an emergency right now. There is a shortage of teachers.
And I would love to fill a my kid school has a shortage. All schools do. And I think with the education I do have, I'm more than qualified to fill in for a temporary teaching position.
Well, I'd say. I couldn't agree with you anymore.
So, I'm glad Burgum did what he did. And I, like I said, my mom was a teacher for 30 years at least. And, you know, they put in their dues and got their certificate. But I'm not coming in off the street without a little bit of background.
My wife comes from a long line of teachers as well, and, you know, so I have great reverence for what teachers do. I've told the story before on the air about being a religious education teacher with the second graders and third graders one year, and I quickly was brought back to my youth in remembering the value of teachers. Holy buckets. It is a incredible profession and extraordinarily important. I think we need to look at this in the situation of a shortage of teachers and how can we fill the gap. As you say, I'm willing to help here with an undergrad and a master's degree. I can help.
Teachers, coaches, mentors, we need y'all.
Exactly. Exactly right. Tim, thanks for the call. Appreciate
it. God bless. That...
You too. Thank you. Appreciate that. 701-271-1100. If you got an opinion on this, let us know. 701-237-1590 for your text messages as well. You can email studio@flagfamily.com. Other thing on my mind today is the Iowa State Fair. It's kind of the epicenter of the presidential race right now. Governor Burgum today will be on the stage there. He was also part of, they call it the soapbox. They just have candidates just step up in front of a crowd and talk about what they stand for. Mike Pence was getting heckled something fierce yesterday out there. He's back today doing a sit-down with Governor Kim Reynolds of Iowa. Tomorrow, guess who's going to be at the state fair tomorrow, Kev?
Vivek?
I don't know if Vivek is going to be there tomorrow or not. He's not the two biggies tomorrow are Trump and DeSantis.
Oh, hello.
Donald Trump and a state fair just doesn't seem to kind of go together, does it?
Oh, it will. It'll work just fine for him.
He'll have a mob around him, but I just think of Donald Trump, and I think of Mar-a-Lago, and I think of the White House, and I think of Trump Force One, and I remember.
Oh, no, man, he just went to that UFC deal with Dana White not long ago too. He was sitting ringside, and one of the fighters came out and gave him knucks, and yeah, they're loving the guy.
No, Donald Trump's he's a man of the people. There's no doubt about that. He absolutely is. But I just him and the funnel cake and the whole cheese curds and maybe. Yeah.
Marie says Grand Forks Public Schools needs to fill 150 positions this year.
Yeah, hello. It's called a solution, not more belly aching. More after this on What's on Your Mind.
Does the spring thaw leave you anxious about your basement? Have you been struggling with water seeping in? At Precision Concrete Cutters Ramjack North, we have a solution. From wall bracing and water seepage to complete foundation replacement, for a free estimate, go to pccnd.com.
Brian Cronk here from Collins & Cronk, Raymond James. As a listener, you have probably heard me saying, stick to the plan during these difficult times. Well, what if you don't have a plan? No problem. Call Collins & Cronk today. We can design a recovery strategy for your portfolio and start a financial plan for you.
Call Collins & Cronk to get a recovery strategy for your portfolio and a goal plan for your life. 701-235-0119. Raymond James Financial Services, Inc. Member FINRA, SIPC. Collins & Cronk is not a broker-dealer and is independent of Raymond James Financial Services.
We're talking estate planning with Mark Wagner, ND Estate Services. Mark, what are the deciding factors when people determine their estate plans?
Scott, age, marital status, and even wealth are not a determining factor when it comes to setting up your estate plan. The determining factor is, number one, if you don't want to have any court oversight of any titleable assets or any numbered accounts, you need to consider the benefits of a revocable living trust to have a private, peaceful settlement for your family each and every time, guaranteed.
That avoids probate, but it also minimizes taxes, doesn't it?
It does minimize taxes. The kids all receive a stepped-up basis on your investments and also on your personal titleable property that's been properly funded into the trust. Absolutely.
Call Mark to find out more at 701-318-0908, 318-0908, ndestateservices.com in Minnesota and North Dakota. Mark Wagner. Thanks, Mark.
Got dips in your sidewalk? Driveway sinking? The drastic change in the weather can take a real toll on your concrete. At Precision Concrete, Ramjack North, we've got a solution, polyjacking. To learn more, call us at 701-280-7038.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
What's on Your Mind, brought to you today by our friends at the University of Mary. You know, your education is meant to prepare you for much more than just the next step on the corporate treadmill, the ladder. It's meant to equip you to live a fulfilling, meaningful life. The University of Mary's flexible, affordable degree programs combine world-class career preparation with values-based life formation to help you unlock your fullest professional and personal potential. Rise to your calling with the University of Mary. You were made for more. Start today online at umary.edu. That's online at umary.edu. Kevin is in Cavalier. You're on What's on Your Mind at 271-1100. Go, Kevin.
President Trump, being as historic, he's being charged in Washington, D.C., a good place to move his trial would be the Angle Inlet in Minnesota, or the Northwest Angle. And that would be historic because that's the furthest, most point in the contiguous states, the United States. So, and he has lots of supporters up there of the 100 people that live there year-round.
Yeah, move the trial to Williston, I say. Move it,
Kevin,
to the Bakken, yeah.
Is there any way Donald Trump can get a fair trial in Washington, D.C., New York City, these blue Democratic stronghold cities?
Nope. No way. In fact, there's a guy who owns a resort up there, and he's a big Trump supporter. And he used to have, you know, a banner on there, what's it called, his business. He had to take it down because they're getting hate mail up there, so.
Oh, yeah.
Pretty sad.
It is. You got a good idea. I hope the judge hears your idea. They're in court right now as we speak.
Yeah.
Trump is his team, not Trump himself, but the lawyers are doing the very first hearing in this case, and the prosecution is asking for a gag order on Trump, believe it or not. Unbelievable. First Amendment's dead. Crystal and Fargo, you're next on What's on Your Mind. Go ahead, Crystal.
Well, hey there, Scott. Thanks for bringing up the idea of the state fair and Governor Burgum being there. It's huge. It's a huge event. It's like a mini trial balloon. You get a chance to interact with all these activists, Republicans, and everybody else, and kind of build your case for why you're running, what you have to offer. And here's Governor Burgum offering solutions, proven solutions of where to take our country in the future. I think it's a great opportunity. Everybody's kind of on the same level, even though they're looking at the polls of the moment. But steadily, I've seen Doug Burgum. I've been reading about his successes in building support in New Hampshire, Iowa, South Carolina, Nevada. And the minute he's able to connect with people and talk with people what he has to offer for our country, people say, wow, there's a possibility of him being our nominee. What do you think?
The Republican nomination for president goes through the Iowa State Fair. There's no doubt about it. You got to play that game. You got to check that box. And they're all looking to get noticed. Remember one time when Donald Trump bought his helicopter and offered free helicopter rides?
Brilliant!
At the Iowa State Fair, he did that.
Yes, sir.
Yeah, actually happened. Thank you, Crystal. Appreciate your call. Texter says, hey, it took way too long for Virgil Hill to get into the Rough Rider Hall of Fame. Insulting that we had two female hockey players in before him, but our woke members of North Dakota government finally got around to it. Well, I think the two female hockey players were deserving as well. You know, they're younger than Virgil Hill, so I guess you got a point on, you know, the timing. Or again, these are all nominations, but I hear you. Evidently, the judge in the Trump case is saying that Trump does not have that rather his right to free speech is not absolute.
Here we go.
How do you translate that, Kev? Yeah.
Oh, you know, I get the dump button ready for me to translate that.
Yeah.
To that judge.
Say, we got to get this in. You've been in the studio.
I have.
You've created a new masterpiece that could rocket to number one. Tell us about this.
Well, and I'll tell you, if you're watching the stream on our Facebook pages or on our stream, I'll give you a little tour of the studio here quick. This is my little getup here. Got a lot of my memorabilia on the wall. There's Faith Hill and Big and Rich and some stuff signed. So, yeah, I spend a lot of time in here creating. So yesterday, we heard the news Robbie Robertson passed away. One of my favorite And I'll show you if you're listening on it. Here's one of my prized possessions right
guitar.
There.
Guitar. That's my guitar.
That's my acoustic. And one of my bonfire standards is a song by the band called The Weight. Take a Load Off Fanny. You know the song?
You.
And we played it yesterday on the local show because Robbie Robertson passed away, founding member of the band. And, of course, I get lyrics churning around in my head. And I thought, well, there's a song to be written here. And next thing you know, came up with this. See what you think.
I may be a white boy, but I'm not stupid.
I pulled into Washington, homeless, broke, and nearly dead. I just needed some place where I can pitch my tent. I asked Joe if he could help me. All I got was that blank stare.
You know, the rapidly.
He just grinned and shook the hand of a guy that wasn't there.
Oh, you know the thing.
Please impeach Joe Biden. Just impeach him, please. Please impeach Joe Biden. And you'll help save the country. I picked up my tent. I went looking for a place to camp. When I saw Kamala and the devil talking about their plan, I said, hey, Kamala, do you think I could camp downtown? She said she didn't know, then she laughed like a clown. Please impeach Joe Biden. Just impeach him, please. Please impeach Joe Biden. And you'll help save the country.
We hold these truths to be self-evident. All men and women created by the go. You know the thing.
There you go.
That's beautiful.
Biden, thank you.
That's beautiful.
Yeah, we had a lot of fun with that.
I love it.
I got a text this morning. Someone said, OMG, I blew coffee out my nose when Kamala Laugh came on there. So
that is going to be, that's going to go to the top of the charts. Have you passed it along to Jimmy Failey yet?
I did.
Okay,
and,
good.
Got a favorable response. We're actually going to do a video for it, too. So we're working on that this weekend.
That's beautiful. Stay tuned, folks. Could be going viral, that's for sure. Texter says, unfortunately, using licensed teachers hasn't translated into acceptable test scores. I say give some passionate young aspiring teachers a shot.
Oh, great point.
Schools need to get firm with parents and remind them that they are not a daycare, and if your child can't act accordingly, they'll be put into alternative education. Another says, if the North Dakota teachers were the highest paid teachers in the United States, they would have all the teachers they need. All right? More money. More money solves the problem. Said no one ever that actually wanted a real solution. Because we throw a lot of money at education. I don't disagree. Teachers could be paid more. No doubt about that. And they're certainly doing just that to get more of them. We're in the middle of a crisis. What do you do in the middle of a crisis? That's the question. More on free speech when we come back on What's on Your Mind.
Summit Carbon Solutions is proposing the safe, innovative use of carbon capture, transportation, and storage technologies to help secure the future of the energy and agriculture industries that are critical to the livelihoods of our friends and families. The protection of people and the environment is the top priority at Summit Carbon Solutions. In fact, carbon dioxide pipelines have significantly lower risk than other pipelines and have been safely operating in the United States for more than 40 years. Building on that strong foundation, Summit Carbon Solutions plans will meet or exceed all design, construction, and operation standards to keep North Dakota families and businesses safe. To learn more about the project, visit SummitCarbonSolutions.com. That's SummitCarbonSolutions.com.
USA News Update. Illegal immigration has been made easier by the Biden administration's open border policy. The White House claims illegal crossings have been slowing down, yet Democrat Governor of Massachusetts, Mara Healey, is calling out Biden for flooding her region with so many illegal immigrants, the state had to declare a state of emergency.
The increased level of demand is not slowing down. Expanding shelter at a rapid pace, and it's unsustainable. For this reason, I am declaring a state of emergency in Massachusetts.
The Democrat Lieutenant Governor of Massachusetts, Kim Driscoll, has a plan to solve the crisis.
If you have an extra room or suite in your home, please consider hosting a family.
Today is officially National Hip Hop Day. Thanks for listening. Lance Pry, USA News.
Attention, your withdrawal has been denied by the U.S. government.
Picture a world where your every purchase is monitored, tracked, and controlled by those in power to suppress the freedoms of those they see fit. Hi, my name is Jason Hansen. I'm a former CIA officer and New York Times bestselling author. And right now, I've become very focused on the impending rollout of the central bank digital currency. This is not a work of fiction. It's a terrifying reality looming on the horizon. But there is a bit of good news. I've partnered with Advantage Gold to offer you a solution. They are specialists in converting your traditional assets, like those inside an IRA or 401k, into tangible assets such as physical gold and silver. Don't allow your money to be controlled. Claim your free gold protection kit from Advantage Gold. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor.
Call 800-900-8000.
The critical acclaim is rolling in for impeach Joe Biden, just so you know.
Oh, yeah.
Outstanding, says this listener. I agree. You know what else is outstanding? A great lunch today. Petro Serve USA. A little bit of home cooking and some grab-and-go convenience. Got some bacon cheeseburger mac on 45th Street in Fargo. Glendon scallop potatoes with ham. Tater tot hot dish on NP Avenue. Ham and cheese sliders at 12th and I-29. Cheesy tuna hot dish or chicken tenders, West Main Avenue, West Fargo. Sloppy Joe's in Harwood. Fish or taco mac hot dish in Valley City. PetroServe USA, home cooking, grab-and-go convenience. Donald Trump's legal team is in court at this moment, so a judge can say, maybe you can't talk. Maybe you should have a gag order. She has already said his right to free speech is not, quote, absolute. Can't make it up. Help us sort out what is happening in a time when the First Amendment is under attack. Cato Institute's Mark Joffe is here. Mark, how are you?
Great. Thanks for having me, Scott.
So, have we turned the page on the First Amendment?
It does seem that way. You know, when I was a kid, I remember the American Civil Liberties Union fighting for the right of Nazis to march through a Jewish suburb of Chicago. And it seems like we've come a long way from that. The ACLU doesn't even seem to be for free speech anymore.
Yeah, this used to be a fundamental human right. You know, bedrock of our society, without question.
Yeah, I guess that's why they made it the First Amendment of all the others, right?
Well, I think of that often.
Yeah.
That's how sacrosanct it's supposed to be. But not now. The First Amendment no longer appears sufficient to protect speech and prohibit censorship. What are the risks of allowing elected politicians or even unelected bureaucrats to sort of be the judges here?
Well, they don't get all the information that they should have when they're making decisions. So they may well be very well locked in an echo chamber where they're just hearing things from, you know, the media and their appointed experts to tell them what they want to hear. And often that advice turns out to be wrong. And so it's really only by listening to a diversity of opinions that you have the best chance of getting to the right outcome.
How do you fight censorship?
I think it's very difficult. What I try to do is, with a column I recently published in the Orange County Register, so that just put out for people in my state, very liberal California, a sort of a practical case for why you wouldn't want to have censorship and why you want to hear views that you don't necessarily like, because that's the way you get to having better policy. For example, you know, California, I'm sure unlike North Dakota, was very aggressive with lockdowns. If there weren't people in California who are allowed to go to anti-lockdown protests or write columns explaining why lockdowns were a bad policy, maybe 3 years later we'd still have lockdowns. In fact, you saw that in China, where they stayed without policy all the way until the end of 2022, which, you know, is really very destructive to their society. So you might not like hearing opposing points of view, but I'm hoping I can persuade at least some people that you need to hear those opposing points of view, because otherwise you won't have the whole truth.
Yeah, COVID is a good example, isn't it, of what happened there, because, you know, free speech was dead through the pandemic.
Yes, and, you know, we've seen now that the government, you know, worked with, you know, Facebook and Twitter and so forth and worked with scientists to sort of, you know, load a narrative into the media and really tamp down any counterpoints. So, you know, things like vaccines. I mean, not personally, I'm vaccinated. I thought generally for an older person like me, vaccine is a good idea. But, you know, there's not a lot of evidence to suggest getting 6 shots is really going to make that much of a difference versus 5 shots. And yet it was very, very difficult, especially at the beginning, for people to make those points.
Yeah, and you know, we, the people, didn't do a very good job of pushing back against any of that, did we? We just sort of said, okay, well, the experts say, and the experts became, you know, governors and unelected bureaucrats and people. You just say, okay, and then if you said anything different, then all of a sudden you didn't have your free speech rights anymore. The First Amendment was dead. But we put up with a lot of that. We're the cause for that, aren't we, by taking that the way we did?
I think that's fair. You know, on the other hand, it is scary to stick out like a sore thumb and be slapped down. I mean, I had a very minor example of it, but it really bothered me, which is a local newspaper here in Northern California ran op-eds by me every few months, and then I posted some things on Facebook that were very critical of the lockdown, and you know, I shared some things with from people who were doubting certain aspects of the COVID narrative, and the op-ed editor wrote to me saying, you know, Mark, I'm really, really disappointed in you. You're really spreading a lot of dangerous misinformation. You know, I thought you were above that. And I'm going, okay, well, I guess I'm never going to get into this newspaper again. So, you know, that's a minor case of just, you know, worrying about whether you can get published somewhere. But I think a lot of people had a lot more risk, you know, losing their jobs, being, you know, maybe drummed out of their profession. Here in California, you know, we have a law that says that you can lose your medical license if you, you know, give out medical misinformation as a doctor. I mean, it's pretty frightening to have a, you know, board of people who may not really have all the information about, you know, you or your patients being able to tell you what you should be doing for those patients.
Is the courts the place to settle this? Is that
is who you get? I mean, fortunately, I guess the Supreme Court is pretty well aligned with First Amendment principles right now, but you know, I think if President Biden was able to put 3 or 4 justices on there and swing the balance, maybe it wouldn't work. But you know, for now, I do think the courts do act as a bulwark protecting our free speech.
Yeah, well, you know, because I always struggle for a remedy. You know, we were too complacent during COVID. We saw the examples of what happened as a result. Now you've got literally a president of the United States running for president of the United, former president of the United States running again to be president of the United States, actually is having his lawyers in court today defend whether or not he can have free speech as a candidate for president. It's this is mind-boggling. We have to do something.
Yeah, I think it's good to look at international examples. My wife is from Peru, so I follow politics there pretty closely. Every president elected since the year 2000 has been convicted and either put in prison or killed or whatever. So do we really want to go there? Do we really want a situation where every political thing that the last president does becomes criminalized and turned into something that gets handled through the court system and ultimately through incarceration? I think that's just a really, really dangerous precedent for our country.
Mark Joffe's with us. He is a federalism and state policy analyst at the Cato Institute. Wrote a column recently about the First Amendment and related to some COVID examples. You also make the point in your column that we're one of the ailments here is that we have poor governance, that the people that are elected to serve us are not doing the job. Expand on that.
Yeah, I reached back to college philosophy class and pulled out some references to Plato's Republic. So there's really been this long-standing idea that goes all the way back to the Greek philosophers that, if we could just have the right people in government, really well-educated, selfless, highly intelligent individuals to sort of step back and, look at everything and they'll make the right decisions on behalf of the rest of us ignorant, unwashed masses. And unfortunately, the reality tends to depart from that. People, in bureaucratic roles in government and elected officials, they turn out to be, normal human beings with the same kind of motivations that you and I have, and they can become biased for various reasons, either because they have a preferred political narrative or lobbyists from a company are reaching them and, making it clear that perhaps if they do the right thing, they may be able to get a really nice job in private industry after a while. And so we really can't rely on elected and unelected officials to make the right decisions. We really have to be holding them accountable through all the democratic levers that we have.
Very well said, that's for sure. And tell you what, folks, the First Amendment, your first right for a reason. Pay attention to this, because as you sadly gave the example of Peru, there's history's riddled with what happens if these things are ignored. It's just amazing to me that we are that quick to give it up or not defend it in the case of what's happening with the president right now. What do you think is going to come out of that? You think he's going to be gagged? It'll be a gag order today, Mark?
I haven't been following it this morning, but that would certainly be pretty frightening if that were to happen. I remember he was drummed off of Twitter and Facebook after in early January of 2021. So there was a long period of time where he was quote unquote deplatformed. It's just amazing that I can't say that I'm personally a Trump supporter, but still to have the person who used to be the president of the United States not be able to reach an audience is a little strange.
More than strange.
To say the least.
It's un-American. It's unbelievable. Mark Joffe from the Cato Institute, thank you very much. We appreciate you.
Thanks for having me.
Get to the mailbag here quickly. A few texts that have come in. Scott, hey, take a look at this Benny Johnson interview. Love Benny Johnson. With Cash Patel about the judge in Trump's court case this morning. I'm surprised this hasn't gotten more attention. It's on the Twitter feed of Benny Johnson. If you're over there on Twitter checking that out, make sure you give us a follow here. Scott Hinnan. Another says, it's time for our representatives and senators to step up. Stop being perpetual followers. Gates has a plan to get Trump immunity from all this hostile prosecution garbage. Our representation is sitting on the fence. Time to get off the fence and do something. Stop looking around the room for someone else to act. We sent you to D.C. to act. Picking up on Mark's points there on elected leaders. Very interesting. More coming up after a short timeout on What's On Your Mind. We still have, by the way, our man on the street interview. You won't want to miss this coming up.
In college, you're standing at the doorstep of your life. With classes in engineering, philosophy, nursing, and more, you have the whole world at your feet. But at the University of Mary, we don't just get you ready for your career. We get you ready for your life. Because you were made for more.
Hey, it's Scott Hammond from my friends at PetroServe USA. There's a lot to love about PetroServe USA, and that includes the car washes. They have great car washes. When's the last time you stopped at PetroServe USA for a car wash? Best price around, going to keep your ride super clean just like my truck. And you stop in on Tuesdays for buy one, get one free. That's right. Buy one, get one free. Two for Tuesday. PetroServe USA, best car washes around. Tell them Scott sent you. You'll love it.
Hi, this is Kevin Piper with Piper's Auction Company. Piper's upcoming August auctions include 691 acres of cropland and grassland in Kitson and Marshall counties in Minnesota, 630 acres of cropland and pastureland in Ward County near Minot, 160 acres of excellent cropland in Wells County, 170 acres of crop, pasture, and development land in Grand Forks County, and the Blana Equipment Auction near Carrington, North Dakota. View these auctions and many more land and equipment auctions at Pipers.com.
When joint pain controls the way you move, it holds you back. The Sanford Orthopedics and Sports Medicine team can help with therapy and treatment options that focus on finding your way forward without pain. If you're ready to manage your symptoms or plan for a future total joint replacement, we're committed to providing you care in a healthy and safe environment. Call 701-323-8920 to schedule a same-day appointment with the Sanford Orthopedics and Sports Medicine team in Bismarck.
Anytime, any place, anywhere, radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
If we've learned anything from recent news, it's that unexpected things are happening. Your gut tells you there's something very wrong going on, and all the evidence suggests that there is. Government emails are hacked. There's talk of how to fight World War III, and trade of grains and food are being disrupted. Those in charge say everything's fine. Stop noticing. But you know better. It's time to invest in self-reliance and emergency food storage now, more than ever. My Patriot Supply, the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, is the place you can trust. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure their best-selling three-month emergency food kits. Each contains tasty breakfasts, lunch, and dinners, averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one food kit for each family member. For a limited time, save 25% plus get free shipping on all their 3-month emergency food kits. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com today. It's time to prepare for what's coming. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Request for that one. No excuses, Alice in Chains.
That's right. No darn excuses.
Enough.
How'd you like to pick up a brand new Chevrolet Silverado 1500 2023? Now, this is pre-owned, but it's new in that it's a 2023, right? Only 13,344 miles on it. It is sterling gray metallic. Right now today, $46,500 at Pucklich. North Dakota's home for Chevy. New, pre-owned, they've got it. Best of all, just a great bunch of folks to do business with. I drive me a Chevy truck from Pucklich. I'd love for you to do the same. PucklessValleyCity.com or stop and see him on Main Avenue in Fargo. All right, a little bit of breaking news out of the courtroom here. It sounds like the judge has sided with the Trump team on the protective order. Let's pick this up from Fox News.
Now, so far what the judge has...
things, but clearly this is looking like it's heading his way.
Yeah, but she has also noted his social media posts. She's very aware of him giving speeches, these dumb speeches where he goes after the prosecutors, he goes after the judge, he goes after everybody else. So she's very aware of that. But you're right. She said, for neither side am I going to consider this issue that you're running for president, which begs the question of that trial date that they're pushing for. Justice Department wants January 2nd. You've been talking about that, how that hits all the big caucuses and primaries if that happens. So she's not deciding on that today, but clearly she's telegraphing here that she can't help the fact that the defendant happens to be running for president.
Yeah, but, you know, that factors in so much. It's 13 days before the Iowa caucuses, and the average trial is, what, 4, 6, 8 weeks?
Yeah, yeah. And think about in the Florida case, where the Mar-a-Lago documents case has now been set for May of next year, the parties discussed there, and this discussion of the fact that he's running for president was brought up, and the judge there said important people with big jobs get indicted by federal, you know, courts all the time, and they have to show up for their trials. So she didn't let it factor into setting hers for May. We'll see what this judge has to say about January, but that falls right in the middle of everything that is going to be pulling him in 10 different directions.
Is there a sense that this judge, you know, looking at how she's ruled before on January 6th defendants, she's been pretty tough on the sentences. And there were a lot of Republicans who looked at this, including the former president, who said this is going to be an uphill battle. But judging by this initial look at this protective order, it seems like she's kind of cutting it down the middle.
Yeah, she is, but she is very no-nonsense. Remember over the weekend they were wrangling about this whole protective order. It got filed, this request by Justice Department, late Friday night. She said everybody's got to respond by Monday. The Trump team went back to her on Saturday and said, give us some more time, and she said, no, I'll see you on Monday. So I think that she doesn't want any foot dragging. She doesn't want any delays. But also, interestingly enough, today, what they're arguing about, one of these things coming out of the courtroom, is that the Trump team has argued that they want volunteer attorneys to be able to have access to this discovery information that's going to come in.
In other words, they're not paying them.
Right. And they say Justice Department has more than 60 lawyers. We have a small group, so we want volunteer lawyers to be able to see this stuff. Doesn't sound like she's going for that, because she says this issue is the same group that aided Trump in the January 6th plot. Volunteer attorneys at the time might again seem to help him in this case. And she says, I can't accept a definition that might let anyone, including indictment co-conspirators, to assist in this process. So some wins, it sounds like, for the Trump team so far, but also this judge not playing around.
All right. So there's the scoop out of the courtroom. I get a kick out of one of the things the judge evidently said is that Trump has a right to free speech. Well, thank you for that.
Isn't that great?
Yeah, that you
yeah, couldn't that's a, yeah. So awesome. Thank you for that.
Yes.
No.
But it's not absolute.
No.
Evidently, the order order will only cover sensitive material. So, in other words, stuff specific to the case. But I tell you, one thing I'd characterize as a loss in that, what we just heard, is this idea that I don't care if you're running for president of the United States or not.
Mm-hmm.
So in the middle of a presidential election, this is where the Justice Department can effectively tie Donald Trump up and take him off.
Rich.
Joe Biden,
yeah,
and his Justice Department can say, Donald Trump, get in court, don't run for president. You're taking your opponent off the field.
Yep. And you're having the audience. You're having the audience watch batting practice while the actual game's going on over here. I mean, yeah, no doubt. But that's what they want to do. That's the plan.
Listener says, "How are these gag orders constitutional? And what's next if this rabid Democratic judge orders it? A judge does not own the court or the people in the court. The next judge to ever dictate masks in their court needs to be removed because they will have dictated stupidity." All right, thank you. Another said, curious if the judge gags President Trump, will the judge also gag Jack and his office from leaking info to influence jurors? Yeah, no kidding.
Oh, great point. No, another tactic.
Not a chance, unfortunately. Should be. More of your questions on the education, or comments, rather, on the education question we started with at the top of the hour, on whether or not the teachers' union in North Dakota is right to fight people being allowed to teach without a teaching certificate. Texter says, one thing that will not fix the problems in our education system is more obscenely overpaid administrators. It's so bad they now hire administrators to oversee the huge glut of other administrators, all of whom typically have six-figure salaries. Says Adam. Texter says, love that song. It speaks the truth. It's going to number one.
Thank you.
With a bullet.
Much love.
Another says, when I hear of Trump and fairs, I think of Teddy Roosevelt. The name Trump, derived from English surname Trumpor, trumpeter, maker of trumpets, recorded from the 1270s. He does seem to speak out like a trumpet, as his voice seems to resonate to all those who gather to hear him, 60,000 plus at rallies. I love that. Thank you very much. More coming up on What's On Your Mind, including our Man on the Street interview with Gen Z girls. You don't want to miss this.
From field to fuel, a story from the North Dakota Ethanol Council. Did you know North Dakota's ethanol industry is a leader in carbon capture? Ethanol is pioneering carbon capture. While the world talks about it, ethanol is doing it. Here, now, reducing the carbon footprint. North Dakota's corn producers are increasingly efficient stewards of the land, producing more on the same land with less inputs. In fact, yields have increased 25 to 42% in the last 20 years using similar levels of inputs. Corn ethanol is our nation's best way to decarbonize transportation today. And corn ethanol has a significantly smaller carbon footprint than gasoline and is getting smaller. Find out more at ndethanol.org. NDEthanol.org. A message from the North Dakota Ethanol Council.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay heating pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay heating pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay heating pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Order.